It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Thursday. Excuse me. November 16th, I am joined by Mr. Dan Sheridan. Let me just turn myself down a little bit. My mic's a little hot. Joined by Mr. Sheridan today. He's going to be talking about something regarding options.
Very good.
I don't know what, but...
sharp guy.
What are we talking about today? Let's take a look. Hold on.
Hey, you got it?
The best vehicle for monthly income.
Very good.
Ba-boom. How are you doing, Mr. Sheridan?
All right, Jenny. Talk about best. Best vehicles.
B-E-S-T.
So, in the indexes, it's Rutten SPX. All right, the show's over. I just told you. And now
thanks. We'll see you on...
later. See, that's what you want. Precise information.
That's right. Did I say today was Tuesday? It's Thursday, by the way.
Yeah. So... why is Rutten SPX, what I like, is the best vehicles? Number one, they're well-diversified. Rutt's made up of 2,000 stocks. SPX is 500. Number two, very good option volume on both of them. Number three, relatively low volatility compared to most other stocks. And number four, very good tax consequences
that
you don't have in some of the ETFs. Five, because I said so. All right, so let's move on. Couple other things you could look at. If you look at now in terms of stocks, what stocks would I do? A good site to look at is if you go to, let me see here. I want.
Where are we going?
Internet. Now, I don't know if I can do internet. Johnny hooks these things up so I can't do. I want internet. I want to go to Google. I want to search. I want to be myself. I want to be free like a bird. Okay. So if we go to, let's just say here's Chrome. I'm opening Chrome right now, but it's not opening. There it is, Chrome. All right, or whatever that is. So I say, you know, say like Google. I guess it's like Google. All right, it is Google.
It's exactly Google.
So if I put equity, you know, let's try CBOE equity archived option volume. What do I get? All right, so you can see historical options data, equity option volume, historical. So equity option volume, CBOE, I see the word historical, I click. All right, that's deep.
Super deep.
Equity option volume, archive, CBOE now is powering your potential as CBOE global markets.
Very great. Powered, very potential.
All right, so then I look down here and see, so CBOE equity option volume, and then the latest one they give me, and these are your statistics. So it's sorted by total average daily volume, ADV, so average daily volume. So the last month they've completed in terms of done the literature is 10/20/17. So if I click 10/20/17 and then I bring it up, what does it give me? So it's giving me the average daily volume through most of October, and it lists them in order. It takes all the equity or stock stocks, and it gives you an order. So you can see like number the tops on the list is Bank America, BAC. Usually it's Apple. Some reason it's Bank America. It says total average daily volume, 81,000 option contracts in bank, right? And something must have been going on in there because it's usually always Apple. So that's why I like to trade. If you said, Dan, for income trading, what would you like? I'd like stocks that trade a lot of option volume that are over $100. If they're $10 or cheap like Bank America, there's no premium in the options. You can't. It's harder. So Apple trades 79,000 average daily option contracts in October. Micron was 52. That seems a little higher than normal. Facebook's up there, 50. Other ones that are, I'm looking at more over 100 because like telephone's not that high price. AMD's not that high price. Netflix, Amazon is at 27,000. And I kind of stay, you know, your busier ones are over 15,000 a day, right? That means you can They're liquid. You can get in and out of stuff. You're talking, you know, you got Twitter, but Twitter's too low priced to do a lot of this stuff. So again, ones on this list I kind of look at, higher price ones, Tesla, Netflix, Amazon, Facebook, Apple. As you go down a little bit, IBM's at 26 at about 9,000 contracts, average daily volume, 9,000 option contracts a day. This just tells you how many puts or calls. As you go further down the list, I mean, you can go down. But again, you could see it drops off, right? Average daily volume, you're like 6,000 down here for United Airlines versus 80,000 for Apple. That's a lot, folks, in terms of getting in and out of trades. Anyways, so that's what I like to look at this list and get some of your busiest stocks. Now, if you go out of this, you can go, I think they have it for indexes too. Index.
Someone commented they think the volume is also affected by the price. That's why Bank of America was having more volume than Apple.
By the price. Excuse me. I'm not sure what that means. That's just my... By the price.
By the stock price. I would think the volume is highly affected by the stock price. That's why Bank of America has more volume.
You mean because are you saying, I'm not saying to you, John, but to the questionnaire, are you saying because it's a lower price? But I'm saying normally, this is the first time I've ever seen Bank number one.
Over Apple.
Ever.
Yeah.
Now, he makes a good point. You know, if you have a $10 stock or $15 stock,
you get more players.
Go buy 10,000 options or whatever, right, but right. You know, Bank doesn't really do much. But again, for income trading, I think you need something a little higher price. Now, if we look at indexes, now where would it be on this page? Let's see, index, individual index and ETF volume reports. So let's look. But see, it doesn't give you. Stocks it gave you October, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything here. This just gives you April. Anything a little more recent?
Yeah.
Daily market statistics, related links. Let's see if that gives us anything. Daily market statistics. Index. I like when they break it down. No. Anyways, I don't see. I used to see it easily. It's a good word. Easily. But I'm not seeing it for the index because I like it. It'll point out like Cboe daily market statistics. I wanted to see some of the busy ETFs. Looking here, clicked. All right, anyways, well, you guys can look when you get some time. I'm done sticking looking at this thing. All right, so anyways, SPX, Russell, can you do IWM or SPY? Yeah, I don't, but those are decent vehicles too. I'd rather do smaller size than SPX and Russell. And then some of your busier stock ones like we went over. So maybe I'll look at a trade, you know, where are we at today? You know, if you look at the market today, as far as SPX, we're 25.89, big move today, over a 1% move. You don't usually get 1% moves, in SPX, which is about 24, 25 points. Sometimes you do. And so we're now, what are we? 8 points off the all time high in the history of the world as we know it. The high is about 25.97. Usually when we've been at the high end of the range over the last 2-3 months, VIX has been 9 or 10. But VIX, because it bumped a little bit in the last week, today it's at 11.5, down 163. So it's got, you know, we've been to the mid-9s over the last 3 months. So this still could come down a couple points. Usually I'm not worried about volatility going down when we're near all-time highs, but with VIX where it is, it still would have some room as we go up. Now, what might be something I would look at today? Now, again, you know our type of trading here at Shared Mentoring. We put similar trades on all the time, every week, over and over and over and over, and I think that's the way to trade. Doesn't mean we trade them identically every week.
Yeah.
We may trade a butterfly a little differently when the VIX is, you know, we look at three or four criteria, how I might set up a butterfly or a calendar trade, but we do them all the time. And the criteria would be number one, I'm looking at the level of the volatilities in the market, looking at VIX or RVX. Number two, looking at the price levels in the market, if we're high or low. Number three, I'm looking at how fast the market's moving. That's important. Is the market moving fast or more trendy type thing? So based on that, you know, if the volatility is really low and the price levels are high, I might start on a little more short deltas on my butterfly than I would in a different situation. So you tweak them a little bit, but you can trade them all the time, right? You can go out. John Shenko can go outside. He's a human being, aren't you? You're a human being.
Sometimes.
He can go outside every day in Chicago, but based on the weather conditions, he may wear a nice scarf and, you know,
galoshes, mittens.
Some tight rock star pants and high heels, or he may not, but depending on the weather.
It just depends on the weather.
Depends on the weather, how he feels. You know, if he feels it, he'll do it. All right. Now, so as far as a strategy for today, what do you want to put out? I'll make this. We'll go with the masses.
All right.
What type of trade do you guys want me to put on today, and we can follow through in the blog for the rest of the week?
What kind of trade?
So we're going to ask the folks watching, and we'll just be totally democratic. If we get three people to say credit spread, or four people to say butterfly, or certain type of calendar, whatever you guys want to trade, that we'll put on a live trade today together as a team, as a familia. There's no I in team.
That's right.
But there is an ME. We'll do it. So, John, let's see. Everybody put in a vote. What do you want to do? What kind of trade do you want to put on live together?
What kind of trade do you want to put on? It will be an SPX because SPX is the best.
But we can put it on a different vehicle daily.
Nope, it's got to be SPX because it's the best. All right, I got a double calendar. I've got an SPX butterfly. I need more group participation.
More votes. We need at least...
Put those fingertips to work,
at
folks.
At least eight votes.
Minimum
based
of
on the eight votes. So go ahead and vote.
Keep voting.
You can only vote once. This is not Chicago politics.
I got an SPX fly. So that's two flies, one double calendar, three flies. Four flies, a calendar, and a double calendar. Flies are winning.
Do you know who wrote that song, Chad?
Which one?
Fly, Robin, fly. Do-do-do-do-do-do. It was a disco song in the 70s. Fly, Robin, fly.
I'll have to look it up for you.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Remember that?
We're definitely winning with butterflies.
All right.
Fly.
So you guys choose a butterfly. I'll look in SPX for butterfly.
We've got broken wings, irons.
What I don't get to choose, there's too many different flies to go over. Well, I'll determine the fly.
Dan will pick the fly.
That's right.
We're doing flies.
I'll give them one more choice. Do they want to let them choose. So we're letting them choose a little bit.
Yep. Choose your own adventure here.
A, do you want to do a trade that has a duration 7 to 15 days from expiration? Or B, do you want to do something 30 to 60 days from expiration? A, 7 to 15 days from duration or from expiration. B, 30 to 60. So I'll let them choose the duration. Nope. A,
7 to 15.
7 to 15. B, 30 to 60. So
30
vote.
To 60. We got one 15 day so far. Ned wants to go to a silver convention. So do I, Ned. But we don't all get what we want all the
time. A or B? A is basically short term. B is long term.
3 A's, 4 A's.
They're junkies.
5, 6, 7 A's.
They like the short term.
We're doing the short term.
Done.
Short term fly. You got it.
So.
Let's do it, babe.
So I'm going to pick a little flexibility. We have a trading group in Shared Mentoring, my Thursday trading group that meets on.
Yeah.
Thursdays. That's different for a Thursday.
Thursday on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. At 2. And one of the trades we'll put on is a 15-day butterfly. So we'll add this. So DEES 1 would be 2 weeks from this coming Friday.
Yes, sir.
That'd be 15 days. I'm just going to go in and do a call butterfly. And I'll just put one contract for this class. I'll be doing more during the trading group, but I just want to, even if I'm going to do 10 or 20 or whatever the number is, it's, I like to start with one just to get a, where's the pricing,
yeah,
right? Just to make sure.
Test the water.
I don't want to go in with 10 contracts and then all, you know, they fill me real quick and say, hey, you want more?
Yeah.
I say, why didn't you give me a better price? All right. So the at the money's 25, the strike or SPX trading at 25.89. So I'll go to the right at the money. What's your closest at the money would be 25.90. And for a 15-day, I will go 30 points down, 25.60. And 25 points up, 26.15. All right. And here's a butterfly. Now, I'm starting here. I may tweak it a little more. Say, why would you tweak it? The Greeks are starting out 4 delta short. Maybe a little bit shorter than I want to be. Here's my theta. Here's my Vega short 109. The cost of this is going over up for about $12.10 debit. So every one contract's going to be around $1,200. Obviously, if you did in SPY, it'd be cheaper dollar-wise.
Yeah.
Because SPY is 10 times less SPX. Or I could, if I wanted to narrow the strikes a little bit. But I'm trying to, I'd like to keep the deltas, even on a day that we're up 25, probably would be a little shorter, but maybe, I'm thinking maybe 2 to 3 deltas short. I'm closer to 5. I'm about 4.73. That doesn't really bother me that much. But again, we still got a couple hours in the day, even though I think we're up a terrific amount right now. Right, 25 points, you know, and I think that's enough for one day. For, you know, could have pumped another 5 or 6 points, sure. So, so I could tweak this a little bit. I'm not sure I will, but I could tweak this a little bit to get the deltas a little less short. One thing I could do is by white, instead of the downside 30 and the upside 25, if I make the downside 35, I'll make that my lowest strike call 35 down. So now I'd have 35, 25. I'm buying 125.55 call. Selling 2 25.90 calls. So my short call from my lowest strike long call, the width is 35. And then the distance from my short call to my upper strike long call is 25. So if I go from a 35 or a 30-25 width, and my deltas were like short 4.5, delta is short for every one contract. Instead of that width, if I go to 35, 25, now I'm 1.5 delta short, right, for each contract, right? And you say, normally would I go with this? Yes, I would. Am I leaning towards going like this? No. Why am I not leaning towards going like this?
Why, Dan?
Because we're up 25 points, right? I drink some Kool-Aid, but not all the Kool-Aid, right? We're up 25 points, right? Could we go higher and test, you know, we're 7 points from the highs? Yes. I'd rather be 2 to 3 delta short. So one is getting me less short than I want to be. One is getting me a little bit more short than I want. Could I try to find something in between? I could. Or door number 3, could I do what I was originally going to do, right? And the 30-25, it's going for a 12-10 debit. What I might do, folks, is this. And here's what I probably will do today. I'll stay with this a little shorter, but I might scale into it. So it's trading at 11.95 or 12. Maybe I buy one at 12. And if SPX goes up two more points, I'll buy one with the same strikes at 11.80 and then 11.60. If it keeps going up, I'll buy it all the way down to two. No. But that's my thinking. So right now it's 12.10. Because we seem to be going up, I'm going to try and maybe just to leave it in for now. It did trade 12. You know, it's been the mid-range of maybe 11.95 to 12.20. I'm going to go in a little bit lower, Johnny. Like,
do it.
At least to start out, a little bit under the mid, let it come to Papa, right? It's kind of up, let it come to Papa type thing. I don't mind leaning short a little bit of shorter deltas. My theta is still four times bigger than my delta, so it gives me a little bit absorption of a price move, but I need to get a good price because, you know, I don't want to get in front of a freight train.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So I'm going to pay $11.95 debit. Here's just one contract. Confirm and send. Now, Oh, Johnny.
By the way,
the mid is 12.10. Yes, dear.
I was going to say, the Silver Convention, who sang?
Yes. Really?
Fly, Robin, Fly.
Silver Convention sang Fly, Robin, Fly.
Thanks, Ned.
Oh, Ned did that. Yeah. Ned's old school. He knows that.
Ned's all old right. school.
All right. So 11.90 to Mitch 12.10. You know, again, maybe I'll go, but I'm not going to go too high. I'll go to 12, but I'm going to let it, percolate a little bit. Let it come to Papa. I'm at 12. So here's the thinking. I'm paying 12 bucks. SPX is a 25.89. If SPX goes up another point or so or two, I probably get filled. And then I might just scale into a little bit, right? But we're talking about the setup. There's no wrong way or right way. It's just you can tweak it. So we're putting on a butterfly, but we're tweaking it. Now it says the mid is 11.90, but it's just there's a mid range. There's not a mid price. They don't Yeah. owe me a fill. That I'm paying 12 bucks because it says the mid is 11.90. Yeah, I could say it's not trading at 11.90. Say, how do you know it's not trading at 11.90? Because I'm bidding 12. I didn't get filled, right? And now it's 12.15. So the range is, it's moving. 11.90 to 12.20. I'm kind of on the lower end of the range for this price. So when would I get filled? I'd probably get filled if SPX trades 25.90 or 25.91. So I'm going to stick with this for now. And I'll tell you what, once I get filled, I will go on the Sheridan blog. Johnny can show you where that is. And I'll give you my four-step risk management plan, the prices I got filled at,
yep.
What's my plan, what I'm doing. And if you'd like to, you know, follow along with it, great. So John can fill you in on where to get that on the blog and
yep.
One of the Thanksgiving specials that we run every year.
Yes, sir.
And thanks, folks. If you have any questions, you can email me, dan@sheridanmentoring.com, or put in questions with Johnny.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Sheridan.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, as you can see on the screen here, first of all, let me show you where the blog's at. So you got the Sheridan TV menu, contact us, and then we have our blog. So Dan will post his trades here, and like you said, you can follow along, and he'll post strikes, prices, risk management, all the goodies. You can follow along right from our blog. And then, of course, on our homepage is a nice big banner for our Thanksgiving sale. 20% off all of our on-demand classes. So let me take you right there first. As you'll see, our latest class, which is hot off the press, is our Art of Adjusting. It's only $197, but of course, at checkout then, if you click buy this class, we'll take a gander at the 20% off. And if you actually scroll down on the page here, you get a nice preview video of what Dan kind of went over in this class. And then you actually get detailed annotations. So you can scroll down and see exactly minute by minute what was covered in this course. And then, of course, at checkout there, you'll see the reduced price of the $197 is only $157.60. We have classes from $197 to $397, actually $175 to $397. So definitely make sure to check that out. And of course, any questions that you have, give us a shout here, 800-288-9341, or shoot us an email, info@sharedmentoring.com. We are happy to chat with you. Thanks, folks. It's Thursday, so that means we'll be back on Tuesday for another fantastic installment of Sheridan TV. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.